August 1937. Today, during adoration, the Lord gave me to know how much He desires the soul to distinguish itself by deeds of love. And in spirit, I saw how many souls are calling out to us, "Give us God." And the blood of the apostles boiled up within me. I will not be stingy with it. I will shed it all to the last drop for immortal souls. Although perhaps God will not demand that in the physical sense, in spirit it is possible and no less meritorious. Today I realized that I was not to ask for a certain permission, but that I was to respond to this matter as the Mother of God would have me do. For the present, no explanation are necessary. Peace has returned to me. I received this inspiration just as I was on my way to make my examination of conscience, and was very worried because I didn't know how to go about. Divine light can do more in one moment than I, fatiguing myself for several days. So many times we try to use our intellect to think of so many solutions, but with the grace of God, things can be done easily. August 22nd. This morning, St. Barbara, Virgin, visited me and recommended that I offer Holy Communion for 9 days on behalf of my country and thus appease God's anger. This Virgin was wearing a crown made of stars and was holding a sword in her hand. The brilliance of the crown was the same as that of the sword. With her white dress and her flowing hair, she was so beautiful that if I had not already known the Virgin Mary, I would have thought that it was she. Now I understand that each virgin has a special beauty all her own. A distinct beauty radiates from each of them. Also, God makes us very different then. Each one of us radiates the grace of God in a different way. It's beautiful in its own sense. Our Heavenly Mother is beautiful, of course, but this Barbara, she was beautiful. She said if she haven't seen a lady before, she'll consider her be the Virgin Mary. You can see God make us so beautiful alike in a different way. August 25th, 1937. Today Reverend Father Sobukwe arrived and will stay with us until the 30th. I was extremely glad because only God knows how ardently I wish to see him for the sake of the work God is doing through him. And this, even though the visit had some unpleasant aspect to it as well. Everything good things, there's some negative aspect in between. Interesting, eh? God's grace is different. There's all God's grace, but also there's God's cross in between. While he was celebrating Mass, I saw during the elevation the crucified Lord Jesus, who was disengaging his right arm from the cross, and the light which was coming from the wound was touching his arm. This happened in the course of 3 Masses, and I understood that God would give him strength to carry out this work despite difficulties and opposition. This soul, who is pleased to God, is being crucified by numerous sufferings. But I am not at all surprised, for this is how God treats those he especially loves. God loved you more. We share more. The pain, the cross, for your sake, for others. Today, the 29th, I received permission to have a longer conversation with Reverend Dr. Sopoko. I learned that although there are difficulties, the world is moving ahead, and that the Feast of Mercy is already far advanced. I will not be long now before it becomes a reality, but much prayer is still needed to bring an end to certain difficulties. As concerns yourself, sister, it is good that you are remaining in a state of holy indifference in everything that pertains to the will of God, and that you are better maintaining a state of equilibrium. Please do your best to keep this equanimity. Now, as regards all these matters, you are to depend exclusively on Father Andres. I am in complete agreement with him. Do nothing on your own, sister. In all matters, take counsel from your spiritual director. So Father Sopoko is not her spiritual director. It's Father Andres. But he is the one who makes the work of divine mercy workable between Rome, the bishops, and now he is the one representing. I beg you to keep your level-headedness and as great, as calm as possible. Don't get nervous. Equanimity means indifference. If successful, I'm happy. If not successful, I am still happy. That's the spirit. Not that successful, joyful. If not sorrowful, that's not the way to follow right, to follow the will of God. Eh? The many times we're so human. Thank you, Jesus, because you got something you wanted. But if not yet, why? Why not? This is we. One more thing I'm having printed. The chaplet, which is to be on the back of the image, as well as the invocations that resemble a litany. These two will be placed on the back. Another large image has already been printed, and with it a few pages, which contains the novena to the Divine Mercy. Pray, sister, that this be approved. It's not yet approved by the bishop, so they have to work hard. August 30th. Reverend Father Sopoko left this morning when I was steeped in the prayer of thanksgiving for the great grace that I had received from God, namely that of seeing Father. I became united in a special way with the Lord who said to me, "He is a priest after my own heart. His efforts are pleasing to me. You see, my daughter, then my will must be done, and that which I had promised you, I shall do." Through him, I spread comfort to suffering and careworn souls. Through him, it pleased me to proclaim the worship of my mercy. And through this work of mercy, more souls will come close to me than otherwise would have. Even if he had kept giving absolution day and night for the rest of his life, because by doing so, he wouldn't have labored only for as long as he lived, whereas thanks to this work of mercy, he will be laboring till the end of the world. That means in heaven, they're still praying for conversion of souls, you know, So Sister Faustina is today is living among us. So we have to ask her special grace for Sister Faustina. Remember last year, two, three years ago, we had the relics of Faustina here for 1 week, no? But this time, her relic is also fixed in the wall, so cannot take it out. So we have no relics. But I think her real relics is be present, just to pack her presence with us. Might be close the door. I had undertaken to make a novena for intention of seeing him, but I did not even finish it before God granted me that grace. She was making the novena to see Father Sopoko, then already in between Father Sopoko came. Oh my Jesus, how poorly I took advantage of this grace, but that did not depend on me, though from another point of view, it did so very much. During this conversation, I came to know his anguished soul. This crucified soul resembles the Savior, where he expects, with good reason, to find consolation, he finds the cross. He lives among many friends, but has no one but Jesus. This is how God strips the soul he specially loves. Not only for the Sopoko, even for Stina herself, she has no friends. The only friend is Jesus. Today, I heard these words. My daughter, be always like a little child towards those who represent me. Otherwise, you will not benefit from the graces I bestow on you through them. Because the priests represent the church, no? But not all the priests are pleasing. So you might have kind of distorted ideas and make some gossip against him. But just know, be always like a little child toward those who represent me. Otherwise, you will not benefit from the graces bestowed on you through them. Let's try our humility, simplicity, childlike. Teresa of Lisieux, the way of a child. September 1st, 1937, I saw the Lord Jesus, thy King, in a great majesty, looking down upon on earth with great severity. But because of his mother's intercession, he prolonged the time of his mercy. September 3rd, first Friday of the month, during Holy Mass, I became united with God. Jesus gave me to know that even the smallest things does not happen on earth without His will. Maybe, so why so many bad things? Many times not He willed, but He allowing. After having seen this, my soul entered into an unusual repose. I found myself completely at peace as to the work of its full extent. God has dealt with me as He pleases, and I will bless Him forever for everything. So many times she didn't feel comfortable what's happening or the little crosses, but still, if God's will, so it's okay now. Up to now, I've been wondering with some fear where these inspirations would lead me. My fear increased when the Lord made known to me that I was to leave this congregation. This is the third year passing by that since that time, and my soul has felt in turns enthusiasm and an urge to act, and that I have a lot of courage and strength. And then again, when the decisive moment to undertake the work draws near, I feel deserted by God. And because of this, an extraordinary fear pervades my soul. And I see that it is not the hour intended by God to initiate the work. These are sufferings about which I don't even know how to write. So on the one hand, I'm so sure the will of God that she has to start a new congregation. But on the other hand, for 3 years, nothing successful. Big question. If it is will of God, why not? She's asking. These are sufferings about which I don't even know how to write. God alone knows what I put up with day and night. It seems to me that the worst torments of the martyrs would be easier for me to bear than what I am going through. Though without the shedding of a drop of blood, but all this is for souls. So it's a real suffering. Uncertainty of what's happening. One on the other hand is so sure it's God's will. On the hand, nothing successful. Contradictory. So, what about it? But Jesus is peaceful. Separate, always the question. Me too. No? We believe, but why? Act of total abandonment to the will of God, which is for me love and mercy itself only. Act of oblation. Jesus holds, whom I have this very moment received into my heart. Through the union with you, I offered myself to the Heavenly Father as a sacrificial host, abandoning myself totally and completely to the most merciful and holy will of God. So when you receive Holy Communion, you become another host of Christ. So it's everything just offer to the Lord. From today onward, your will, Lord, is my food. Take my whole being, dispose of me as you please. Whatever your fatherly hand gives me, I will accept with submission, peace, and joy. So important to say yes with joy and peace. Not that, although you think, we have God. But you have to kind of gentleness, peace. Many times you lose peace, you know, oh yes, the will of God, but you are all. And then how can it be the will of God? I will accept with submission, peace, and joy. I fear nothing, no matter in what direction you need me. Helped by your grace, I will carry out everything you demand on me. I no longer fear any of your inspirations, nor do I probe anxiously to see where they will lead me. Lead me, O Lord, O God, along whatever roads you please. I place all my trust in your will, which is for me love and mercy itself. So and trust means you'll be total love and trust and mercy. That's God's mercy. Maybe you don't feel anything, but that's only your heart completely. Bid me to stay in this convent, I will stay. Bid me to undertake the work, I will undertake it. Leave me in uncertainty about the work till I die, be blessed. Give me death when, humanly speaking, my life seemed particularly necessary, be blessed. Should you take me in my youth, be blessed. Should you let me live to a ripe old age, be blessed. Should you give me health and strength, be blessed. Should you confine me to a bed of pain for my whole life, be blessed. Should you give me only failures and disappointments in life, be blessed. Should you allow my purest intention to be condemned, be blessed. Should you enlighten my mind, be blessed. Should you leave me in darkness and all the kinds of torments, be blessed forever, for better or for worse. Your will be done. Only thing. Purity of intentions. Only for Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Nothing else. All human things, secondary. Push God in the first place. That's Faustina is living in this way. He didn't teach us. He just, I live in this way. So, what you hear, you listen, you listen. You want to do, follow Faustina. First step. From this moment on, I live in the deepest peace, because the Lord Himself is carrying me in the hollow of His hand. He, Lord of unfathomable mercy, knows that I desire Him alone in all things, always and everywhere. Nothing else. So, we are so blessed to have the Blessed Sacrament with us. And every Sunday, we can stay with Him at least for 1 hour, and just to be with Him in everything into His hand. Maybe you're not happy with what your job is. Maybe you're too far away from your family. All sorts of things is happening at home and you can't do anything. Your will be done. They'll tell Jesus and then whatever. You only one choice, only Him. Only the will of God. The will of God. Prayer, O Jesus, stretch out upon the cross. I implore you, give me the grace of doing faithfully the most holy will of your Father. In all things, always and everywhere, and when this will of God will seem to me very harsh and difficult to fulfill, it is then I beg you, Jesus, may power and strength flow upon me from your wounds, and may my lips keep repeating, your will be done, O Lord. O Savior of the world, lover of man's salvation, who in such terrible torment and pain, forget yourself to think only of the salvation of souls. O most compassionate Jesus, grant me the grace of forget myself, that I may live totally for souls, helping you to in the work of salvation, according to the most holy will of your Father. The salvation of the whole world is God, is Jesus' mission. And we should share His mission. Whatever you suffer for the salvation of the world, for the intention of Jesus, you offer it. Stop. Or for my magnanimity, or for my this or that. Yes, okay. Too little. Just family. Too little. Give it to Jesus for the world. Once you one with the Lord, you are no more only belong to your family. You belong to the family of Jesus Christ. He needs you, maybe, their little suffering for the sake of so many souls. Maybe someone in Africa, someone in South America, they need the grace of God through people, good souls, offer their sufferings. Many times we're so little, just be little ourselves, only for my family members, those I know, for those you don't know, for those Jesus wants you to offer. August 5, 1937. The Lord let me know how much our dear Mother Superior is defending me against, not only by prayer, but also by deed. Thank you, Jesus, for this grace. I will not go unrequited in my heart. When I am with Jesus, I do not forget about her. So sometimes the superior is working hard for her also. So, Sister Irene. Maybe apparently she didn't do much, but, you know, she's working hard. She trusts Faustina. Not many sisters except so Faustina, because many times he got so many new ideas. And maybe they consider funny ideas, so they don't consider herself. normal in a certain sense. September 6, 1937. Today I begin a new assignment. I go from the garden to the desert of the gates. I went in to talk to the Lord for a while. I asked him for blessing and for graces to faithfully carry out the duties entrusted to me. I heard these words: "My daughter, I'm always with you. I have given you the opportunity to practice deeds of mercy, which you will perform according to obedience. You will give me much pleasure if each evening you will speak to me especially about these tasks." I felt that Jesus had given me a new grace in relation to my new duties. But despite this, I have locked myself deeper in his heart. So whatever duty, Jesus is with us. So in the past, he was working in the garden as a gardener. Now she worked with the house, the gates. First, the people come in, knock the door, then she's the one who approached them. But Jesus always. So also, it's similar your work, labor work, but Jesus is with you. So be happy, be joyful, at peace, and always say, "Your will be done." That's the only way. If not, even you do great things, if it's not the will of God, you lose the grace.